This is Talking Property on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Thank you very much indeed to Philippa Maher for the 9 o'clock news. And Philippa will be back with another bulletin of 882 6PR news at 10 o'clock. Speaking of the voice of Perth, it's not mine, I'll tell you that much. We're suffering a bit from the lurgy today, boys. So,
Harvey, so we're you're doing all the talking. One syllables Yeah, no problems at all. And welcome, listeners. And we're talking property, which will be great. We've got a special guest in the studio today.
Please introduce him.
He is Mr. Michael Papadopoulos from All About You Finance. So, welcome, Michael.
Thank you, Rob. Good morning to you. Good morning, Harvey. I look forward to taking all of your listeners' calls on anything mortgage and finance related.
Been a little bit of mortgage news in the last week or so, with Reserve Bank springing on us that 0.25% reduction, bringing the cash rate down to 1.75%. Now, that's got to be a historical low. Has it ever got down to that?
I don't believe it's any...
Certainly not in our lifetimes.
No, certainly not in mine. Certainly not in mine.
So it certainly indicates that we're in a long-term low interest rate environment. But I guess when rates come down like that, there's always two sides of the equation. The retiree's probably not so happy, will be getting less return, but mortgage holders happy to know that most of it was passed on.
Yeah, certainly, Rob. When these sort of things happen, you always wonder whether it's going to be passed on and by how much. But certainly on this occasion, and we were a little bit worried that a lot of it wouldn't get passed on, most of it has been. So you've got three out of the four majors. You've got Westpac, NAB and CBA that have passed on 25 points. ANZ's passed on 19. And then when you get down to the second tiers, most of them have passed on the full 25, some a little bit less, and then some a bit of a differentiation between owner-occupied and investment.
Yes.
So they've passed on a little bit more to the owner-occupiers and a little bit less to the investors.
Yeah, they're keeping that differential, aren't they? So that we're going back, almost going back 20 years, aren't we?
You and I do go back that far. So, yeah, I do recall sort of 25, 30 years ago when I first started in this game. There was that differential, and it was 1 to 2% back
in those
days.
It was a lot, wasn't it?
Yeah,
between an investment loan and a homeowner occupier loan.
Yeah, and then as deregulation went on, they became the same, and it only really changed last July when APRA brought in those new regulations about investment loans needing more capital. So therefore,
it became that differential between them.
Yeah.
Now, of course, the other thing is that the election is in full swing.
We've only got, 49 days or something? How many?
You'd be very interested, because I was going to ask you the impact thus far, and I don't think there's been much. But we actually did a survey of some of our listeners to get an idea of what they thought about the first week. And this is what they said. So that's about it.
Yep, I'd agree with that. Yep, no major policy announcements yet.
No.
Well, they've got weeks and weeks, haven't they? They don't want to, they don't want to peak too early. So yes, it does have generally an impact on the property market, because people do tend to think, oh, we'll wait until after the election. Not that it really makes a lot of difference. However, in this case, we've got quite diverse policies between the two major parties, and of course the big ticket item being negative gearing. Announcement this week that the major real estate companies are all getting together to get a fund together to fight against the negative gearing policy of a Labor government. Obviously, that has a very material impact upon the property market and self-interest, of course. We'll say that straight away, no problems. But it is, because it will have an impact on the property market. Now, it's interesting with the Labor policy, they're proposing a bit of a honeymoon period, which is good. It's good to have a transition into it. But, of course, that's going to artificially affect the market. You know, we'll probably have a lot of people buying property, trying to get in before negative gearing is taken away from established properties. And, look, we've had negative gearing for 100 years. When the government starts messing with it, people get uncertain, and it doesn't help the overall sector. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out over the next few weeks.
And the only time that it has been taken away, Rob, was, I think, in the Keating era, and it got taken away for a couple of years and then bought back.
1985, yes.
That's right, yeah.
It was only about 18 months or so, and then it had a very profound impact. Obviously, investors thought, oh, we'll put our capital elsewhere. They pull their money out. They don't invest as much in property, particularly on the East Coast, where you've still got a very tight rental market. Not so much a problem here in Perth but at the moment, but certainly on the East Coast. So investors pull out of the market, and then your rents go up, of course, because less investment properties. And so it really does have a material real impact on affordability, and affordability is a major issue right across the country, obviously, for young first home buyers, particularly trying to get into the market. And if we see this policy brought in, it'll have a big impact. So, yeah, I can understand why the the real estate sector will be lobbying against it, and that'll have an impact on the whole election, I think.
Yeah, yep.
All right, 9221882 if you'd like to join the program. You might win $100. Thanks to our good friends at Summit Projects. That's all part and parcel of the Summit Group, of course. summitprojects.com.au is the number to call. And we'll put all our callers into the hat, and we'll draw one out.
The famous hat.
Just before the
it's a Hawks hat, isn't it?
Is it? Of course it is. Everything's Hawks, mate. Everything's Hawks. You can send us an email. Just pop it into harvey@6br.com.au or a text 19999677. But it's just our callers who qualify.
Yes, you need to ring in to, and we've got a caller there, haven't we?
We do. James of Ashby. G'day, James. You there, James?
Yes, I am.
Good man. How can we help you, James?
Yeah, look, I was hoping if one of the expert panel have ever dealt with a situation where, you know, the old milk cart lane type right-of-ways that you see in sort of Subiaco, et cetera.
Yes.
Have you ever dealt with a situation where a couple of adjoining owners have got together to close that off and acquire that land for their own purposes so that, you know, they don't want to use it anymore for access or one of them might have a better use for it?
Yes.
And they've gone about trying to acquire it and take it over. If so, what was your experience?
Okay. My experience has mainly been with City of Stirling. There's a lot of laneways through City of Stirling, close to the beach, that is, and certainly in the Double View Scarborough area. And they pose a big problem for the councils because these laneways, same for Subiaco and so on, these laneways were created way back when, and the ownership of the laneway actually usually retained with the developer. And, of course, those developers have long since gone. The companies have gone. So there's always a question of, well, who actually owns the land. So ultimately the council's there to look after it and left with it. Then you have a mix of different owners, some using them, some not using them. So what you find, the first point of call is to go to your local shire and see what their policy is. They'll have a policy in relation to the laneways. City of Stirling certainly do. They have them categorised from 1 to 5, depending on how soon they're going to be sealing them or whether they're going to allow them to be closed. My understanding is that if any one person is using it as a active access, then it's very difficult to get it closed because obviously they can say, well, I'm using it. But if a whole lot of owners, everybody on that section says, look, we're not using it, we don't want to use it, we want it closed, we're prepared to contribute a bit towards the cost of getting it closed, then often you can get them closed. It is a slow process, but it is a matter of communicating with your local shire. Whereabouts are you, James? What's your situation?
I'm asking generally because there's one in Subiaco, and I know that some of the owners and one of the properties I have an interest in, it might be getting... Like, that's the way you've explained it is perfectly in line with the way I understood it as well. But it's just a funny one because...
It is. They're very unusual.
Anyway, thanks for your help.
Good on, James. Good luck with that.
More than welcome, mate. Let's head out to Oakford. G'day, Vince.
G'day, Harvey. Here you go, a bit of a lurgy.
Oh, only just a bit.
He certainly does.
I hope you get better. Just one comment about negative gearing. If I owned an existing property that was being rented with a prospect that new properties could be negatively geared and the existing properties could, but you could only get half the capital gain when you sell it, I would sell the existing property and put my equity into a new one because the capital appreciation of the new property would outweigh the existing property. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be a two-tier, eventually there'll be a two-tier system. And also, I could sell my existing residential house.
That's one way to look at it, yeah.
Which might be cheaper. I'll downsize, buy a cheaper property, and then the equity that's, because I've got no mortgage on that house, I can use the equity and borrow to buy an investment property, a brand new investment property. So either way, people who've got existing properties will still have an advantage over first time owners if they think the right savvy way. You know what I mean? So you'll be having new homeowners competing with investors, plus people who are already in the market that own their own place who can actually will be in a position where they can get an investment property. So there's three. You'll be introducing more people into the pointy end of the spear, which means that it's going to make new homes and rents, and also people that have existing rents, they'll go up too, because you know how once when the momentum gets.
Have you got an official model for this? You know.
Well, look at it from this way. I'm looking at the best return for my dollar as an individual. Okay. And I've been looking at the scenarios, and they're the ones that
you've got to take into account all your transaction costs, don't you? Getting in and out.
Not being a doctor or whatever they say that all these people are. I'm just an average person on an average wage with an investment property, and how can I better my situation with the new laws if they do come in? So
something you need to consider too, Vince, is obviously if you get out of a existing property, there's tax implications potentially. Certainly, if you've got a gain there, you crystallise your capital gain.
The thing is that if they're going to bring the reduce the capital gain by 50%. In 2017,
it's going from 50% concession to 25%. Yep.
Well, if it's 100%, they're going to reduce it. You know what I mean? If it's $500, you'll be paying $250. I mean, now it's $250, you'll be paying $500. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is that.
Maybe I could explain that. What you do is you. At the moment, it's a 50% concession. So if your gain was, say, $100,000, it's a $50,000 amount assessable. Yeah. It'll be a 25% amount assessable. So
it's still $75,000. There where you can make money. There's still a window period there where you'll be able to. So they want to be careful when they talk with negative gearing because. You can cause a lot of panic and a lot of...
Correct. And that is a point I made before.
It'll happen on the real estate, trust me.
Well, that's right. And as soon as the government starts to mess with a system that's been in for such a long time, it artificially changes the market for a period of time. And ultimately, it swings and roundabouts. You get this artificial influx of interest, which means you're going to then have a period behind that where it's going to be very quiet. So from that perspective, it's not good.
Perfect example of that was when the Rudd government brought in, was a $20,000 first homeowner's grant. Ah. It just created this.
Well, and the problem with that too was that it was on the demand side, so immediately it went into price, and I saw it in little villas in Innaloo that had dropped $20,000 in price, immediately rebounded.
Yep.
So, you know, you think, well, how did that really help affordability? It didn't, because it just created demand. The supply side is where you've really got to work. Mm. But, you know, Vince, you bring up some good issues, and this is the thing with the analysis of these changes are what would really happen, and the bottom line is it artificially changes the market, which is not good.
There's also a lending, I suppose, ramification as well, because many of the lenders take into account negative gearing when they look at how someone's going to repay
a
loan.
Very good point. That's right.
So if negative gearing does go away, we've got 30-year loans out there, and some of that is relying on
changes
that negative
viability of those loans, doesn't
benefit.
It?
Exactly. Yeah. So there's a whole lot of ramifications. Vince is absolutely correct, and I don't know it's been properly thought through, but a number of ramifications certainly.
Good on you, Michael. Thank you for that. If you want to talk to Michael or Rob, 9221882, you might finish up with $100 from summitprojects.com.au.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
Adam Shand here from The Drive Show. On Friday, we learned of a chili burger served in Perth that is so hot, it could literally be your last.
When I made this burger, I just made it for fun, but I always warn people, and I don't actually recommend this to anybody to eat. It's not the money that I want, it's more of their safety.
Join Adam Shand on Drive, weekdays from 3 on 882 6BR. The voice of Perth.
One in six Australians has a hearing problem. Let's put your hearing to the test. Can you hear these five everyday sounds? If you can't hear all the sounds, please get a professional free hearing check. Call 1-800-489-819 or search Audio Clinic. Stop your hearing from disappearing at Audio Clinic. Free hearing check available to adults over 26 only.
Lockdown now in progress at Bayswater Mazda.
Lock down and end a financial year deal now at Bayswater Mazda. Like new Mazda 3 with free rego and free stamp duty. Or Mazda BT50 4x2 XT from only $26,990 drive away. Lock down a deal today and receive an end of financial year bonus on selected models. Driving is better with Bayswater Mazda, just 7 minutes from the city. BayswaterMazda.com.au, DL25174.
Don't wait or you may miss the May deals at ABC Blinds Mayhem Sale. With up to 40% off outdoor roller vision and panel blinds. Plus ABC Blinds beat any offer by 5% guaranteed. Conditions apply.
In the Weekend West.
What teens mean when they're not saying anything.
Wise words of advice for despairing parents from a teenage journalist who's written a bestseller. Solo and Single, our guide for adventurous travellers who are planning to explore the world all on their own.
Also in the Weekend West,
a next generation of TV chefs prepare to surf the menu. And it's your last chance to collect a 64-page colouring in book.
Only in the Weekend West.
During the BMW End of Financial Year Sales Festival, the recommended drive-away price on your perfect BMW is reduced by an amount equal to the GST. Offer available for a limited time at your preferred Perth BMW dealer. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes BMW M models and X1.
After 39 years, Stockman Furniture in Midland is closing and we need to sell our stock. Get into Stockman Furniture's two-week closing sale for massive savings across our entire range of quality furniture, including painted European furniture, buffets, sofa tables, display cabinets and much, much more. All just landed. Selected home furniture pieces now half price. Plus, take advantage of our heavily discounted premium Mari range. Don't miss out. Stockman Furniture Midland's closing sale ends this Sunday, 26 Victoria Street, Midland.
Right now at Masters. Don't miss 20% off all plants. Yes, you'll save 20% off the entire range of plants at Masters right now. That's 20% off perennials, shrubs and lily pilly. 20% off climbers, hedges, trees and more. All plants, all price to clear, all 20% off. If it grows, it goes. But you'd better hurry in to get your pick. 20% off all plants must end Wednesday the 25th of May. Only at Masters.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
And we have quite a few calls on the board. First up, Dale of Woodvale. Good morning, Dale.
Morning, gentlemen. How you going? Rob, I just wanted to address some of the things that were said about negative gearing. I'm looking at a reword price chart on median prices going back to the 70s. And from 1985, I see the pricing, and then 86, the prices went up, 87, the prices went up, 88, 89, 90. It's a furphy that the real estate industry put out that when negative gearing was withdrawn in the 80s, prices fell, because the Rewa chart that I'm looking at actually says that it went up. The other furphy is that it'll cause rents to soar and skyrocket like it did in the 80s. In the 80s, only Perth and Sydney rents went up. But when I asked the real estate industry commentators, why didn't Brisbane's rent go up? Why did Melbourne's rent fall? Why did Adelaide rent fall? And they all had the same taxation system. Nobody can seem to answer it. Sydney and Perth prices went up because there was a shortage and there was a population influx that wasn't met straight away. And it was just... it was just marginally more than the normal inflation rise. Also, in the 80s, we had 17% interest rates starting to ramp up in that period and peaking at 89. And it was the landlords' costs that were going up because their interest rates were going up that was driving rents up, not negative gearing. Now, we get this great debate, and somebody just mentioned where's your modelling? And when you ask the real estate industry, where's your modelling, they go, it's black magic that we know and we can't...
Who said that exactly? Who exactly said it's black magic?
Oh, that's what you get. You
never, No. You've made an allegation. Who in the industry said that?
No. When you ask for modelling, they point to...
Who's they?
The real estate commentators. I've heard the president of REWA on the ABC saying... It went up, trust us, it went up. And it was a bit like the Prime Minister when he was with Lee Sales, when she asked, where's your modelling for it? And he skirted around the question. So the Rewa chart actually shows stagnant pricing and then it just rising ever so slightly. Negative gearing was withdrawn and nobody can explain why rents fell in three cities but went up in two, and it was all under the same taxation modelling.
Well, this was back 1985. Oh, quick question, though, Dale. I think we haven't heard from you for a while. You used to ring in a while ago, didn't you?
We've missed you. The girls used to play netball, and I used to be up early.
Yes, that's right. I used to ring it. And I remember you were saying that the property market's going to fall, it's going to come crashing down. Well, sort of hasn't come crashing down, but it has rationalised recently.
That was 2010, Rob. The median price was $520,000.
It actually went up, didn't it? But then it has rationalised now.
And,
And Reba's data in last week's paper was that, so 6 years later, it's 520,000. You put inflation to it and you've got an asset 6 years later worth the same price as 6 years before.
That's right, and, yeah, it's gone up and down and so on. Anyway, look, interesting theories on the negative gearing. Look, I don't think Reba was so much saying that property prices are going to fall as a result of negative gearing. It's more the impact on rentals. And it probably won't have a big impact on rentals here in Western Australia because we've got a massive oversupply at the moment. But it certainly will on the East Coast because they've still got a shortage of rentals right through that whole East Coast area. So that's where the impact really is going to be. But good to hear from you again, Dale. So, yeah, well, there you go. Different theory on... We got the boards basically lit up with negative gearing questions,
yep,
which
we
is good.
We've got another one. Michael from Hamilton Hill. G'day, Michael.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. This debate about negative gearing is missing the main point, and that is how low return is on invested capital. For instance, if you've got a house that's worth $400,000, you need to have a return of about 5% because the official inflation is not really reflective of real cost of living.
Mm.
Even councils increase their rates by 5 or 6% or more. So at 5%, you get about $20,000 a year gross rent, which is $384.61 a week. Now, this does include mortgage, rates, land tax, insurance, income tax.
Land tax. Don't mention land tax. I'll get angry.
And also tenancy law, which doesn't effectively protect...
So your actual return, that's right, your actual return, depending on the rental and the value of the property, can be anywhere from 1% to 3%.
That's right. And tenancy law doesn't effectively protect landlords against bad tenants.
Because that's why you need a good REWA property manager to make sure you get a good tenant.
But there's no provision... In the law that when an outgoing tenant doesn't provide the forwarding address or mailing address for the landlord to apply to courts.
No, but you can still apply to the court. I mean, if you can't get hold of your tenant, you apply to the court. The magistrate will take that into account. You know, if there are no show at a court hearing and you cannot get a hold of them and you've got all your receipts and clearly can show the difference between the initial property condition report, I'm sure you won't have a problem in the magistrate awarding you the bond.
It exceeds the amount of bond. That's the problem.
Yes, and then you've got to try and track them down. That's right.
All the more reason
you've got to do your work up front to make sure you get a good tenant. Michael, you
I suppose in terms of return, Michael, you need to look at capital growth as well as income. So, you know, there is an income return, but there's also a capital growth aspect to it as well, which you don't get on money in the bank. So you've sort of got to take both into account when you're looking at the investment.
Yeah. But, Michael, you bring up the point, which we're in a whole new environment now. In the noughties and 2000s, yes, we had turbo growth. And, you know, the old thing, property doubles every 7 years, you know, 10% growth. It's a different environment now, that's for sure. And 5% return isn't actually bad on your money now. We've got to get our heads around that. 5% return, particularly with interest rates down. You know, what are you getting in the bank? 2%, 2.5% if you're lucky. So it's all relative. And the returns have changed. It makes it very hard for self-funded retirees and certainly has changed the whole property sector.
Good morning, Frank of Lockridge. Hi, Frank.
How you going? Listen, you was talking about laneways.
Yes, now, we were.
1960s, the uncle had a house at Inglewood.
Right, yep, there's a few through there.
The car used to go up and down the laneways. Then they had to put sewage in, so the roads were already done. So all your sewage pipes... are mainly in your laneways.
A lot of them are, that's right. Yes, when they brought deep sewer through, that was the logical place to bring them through.
If you buy the piece of land and there's a problem, they can take the shortest way in, whether it's your place or the back neighbour, to repair it.
Well, they'll need access, that's true, yeah.
So they've got to be careful on that point.
No, you're right. You always want to take that into account, and particularly even when you're buying an investment property, know where the sewer line is because it does impact upon your development. You have to have a setback from sewer line. You can build right up to the sewer line if you put piles in, but it's all extra cost. Mm. So you're very right there, Frank. But it was certainly a logical thing for them to do when they were bringing deep sewage through to areas. The laneways were the way to bring it through. Good point. Good on you, Frank.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks very much indeed, Frank. We've got Michael Papadopoulos in the studio from All About You Finance. I was going to ask you a question, Michael, before we go to the break. Pre-approved loans, I should say. Do you have much call for that?
We do have a lot of call for that. Mm. So I think it's really, really good for someone to go out with confidence into the market and be able to put an offer on a property. And, of course, it's not an unconditional. It just means that all of the factors are taken into account apart from the property itself.
Mm.
So as long as the property value's up and there's no environmental issues or anything like that, then it means that they can offer with a lot of confidence. So the pre-approvals last for generally 3 months, some 6 months. But, yeah, the general rule of thumb there is for 3 months. So, yeah, very, very important, Harvey, and we always encourage
it's better they know,
clients
isn't it?
To do. Yeah, definitely.
To know what they can afford. It's terrible when you make a sale and then the finance falls over. Disappointing for everyone, the buyer and the seller, of course, and a lot of time is wasted. So it's good to do the research up front.
Oh,
it's the
yeah.
first thing I say to a buyer when they're interested in buying property. Look, go to a finance broker, go to your bank, get an idea of exactly where you're at financially and you know what you can afford.
There's been a whole lot of people that have been surprised, Rob, since July last year, because with all those APRA changes and the borrowing capacities being tightened so much, those who could borrow certainly, you know, substantial amounts of money, that's all changed a lot, especially those who have multiple properties.
Yes.
So the effect has been magnified.
And that was to do with the fact that they're not taking into account, they're taking into account principal and interest now, not just interest only.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. So the way that the banks are being made to buffer their repayments is a whole lot more stringent. And of course, if you have a number of loans and a number of properties, that becomes magnified.
Mm.
So anyone who hasn't looked at their borrowing capacity since sort of the middle of last year, they may get a surprise, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. All right, we've got room on the board for you on 9221882. Give us a call and we'll pop you through to either Rob or Michael and you might win $100. Thanks to our friends at summitprojects.com.au.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
I'm a genuine Toyota man. It's in me bones. And I know when a change is a-coming. The sun sets on one trusted four-wheeled companion, and it's time to hand on the genuine legacy.
Neville, who are you talking to?
No one. Just going online to sell my Toyota.
sellmytoyota.com.au. Genuine Toyota buyers that come to you.
If you have difficulty hearing in noisy places, if you like to have the radio or TV turned up loud, you may have a hearing problem. Right now, Audio Clinic is offering free hearing checks. If you're 26 or over, call now to arrange a free hearing check. It's valued at $75. If you're a pensioner or veteran, you may even be eligible for a free hearing aid. Phone Audio Clinic now to arrange a free hearing check. 1-800-489-819. 1-800-489-819.
I'm now speaking with Brian Teed from Summit Granny Flats about their 1, 2 and 3 bedroom flats that are available. Good morning to you, Brian. Tell us more.
Good morning, Harvey. Thanks for calling. We have a range of single and two bedroom granny flats for the maximum size, 70 square metres. They range from about 88,000 through to about 127,000. They're fully finished with all the floor coverings, window treatments, light fittings, and so on.
Mm, well, that is amazing value. Brian, tell us, what makes Summit Granny Flats different from the rest?
Harvey, we use a complete finish, like a turnkey finish, so that when the house is finished, it's all completely painted. It's got the window treatments, floor coverings, light fittings. We have phone, television, aerials, and so on. They're almost ready to move straight into.
Mm, that is a relief. They're the inclusions. How do our listeners get on board, Brian?
The best way is just to ring Summit Granny Flats on 9317-0200 or ring me personally on 0419-199-45.
And I presume, Brian, that they could visit your display flats at 83 McCoy Street in Myree?
Yes, we have one there on display at the moment, which is the maximum size house fully finished, so it would be able to give you a very good idea of what we do.
Well, very interesting indeed. Good on you, Brian. Good to talk to you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much, Harvey.
That was Brian Teed from Summit Granny Flats.
That is the sound of fresh. The fresh that Tony Owl Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Market has been selling for over 50 years. The kind of fresh you can see, hear and taste, with fruit and veg supplied direct from local farms, along with a great range of dairy, bread, cold meats and cheese. Open 7 days at 86 Hammond Road, Jandakot. Tony Ale Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Market. For all your fresh food needs.
Domain's one-day mega sale. One day only, Saturday only. Save up to a mega 50% off mattresses and ensembles. Plus get bonus local delivery and removal. Mega bonus deals on Sheridan towels. Buy a bath towel, get hand towel as a bonus. Saturday only at Domain. Don't miss mega package deals on fabric and leather lounges. 30% off all cushions. Up to 40% off rugs. Plus more in store. Domain's one-day mega sale. One day only, Saturday only. Be there.
Conditions apply. Savings off normal ticketed prices.
Got a real estate question? Call now. 922-11-882.
That is a very good idea, and you can speak to either Rob Drewitt or Michael Papadopoulos from All About You Finance. Got a couple of callers coming up. Who's first up? Wilson of Ascot. Hi, Wilson.
Oh, good day. Look, I just want a couple of matters clarified in terms of negative gearing. I own a...
Oh, we'll do our best. It seems to be the hot topic.
Well, the point is this. You listen to the political argument, and one bloke says, well, this will give people cheaper houses. Now, cheaper houses means the value of someone's house must go down. If you've signed up already for a... property that you're negatively gearing, you're going to rent it out to someone for less than it costs you, but you've done it, and as I understand it, Labor would so-called grandfather you in that regard. In other words, you're still in the mess, in the thing, but if the value of your property, you can't sell that property to the next person, and they keep the grandfathering, I don't think. If that's the first question. If you want to sell the property, does the person who buy it continue to have a tax deduction? But secondly, if
I'd say
not.
I think it would only be with the previous owner. That's right. And then they wouldn't be able to negative gear from then onwards.
That's correct. So on paper, the value of your house, and you may have to sell it, it has dropped. And that might get below, if you're highly geared, below your mortgage rate. What is your view of what the banks are going to do to people if the valuation of all those mortgages falls below that case? And that could apply also to a brand new property. If a young couple buys it, the minute they walk through the front door, it's no longer grandfathered. And they might then get a transfer to another state or something and have to sell it, and they can't even get their money back.
Well, the buyer, that's right, Wilson, you make the point that the buyer won't be getting that negative gearing concession because it's then an established property. And it's a point Michael brought up a minute ago, actually, about values and...
Wilson, look, I think you're absolutely correct there. I suspect that it's not going to apply to those buying the property afterwards, so the negative gearing concessions. And if the property value does go down and the mortgage ends up higher than the property value, then in my experience, the bank either doesn't go to settlement or only goes to settlement if there's a repayment arrangement put in place with the original...
want their money.
With the original owner. So I do see that will create a problem. If in fact property prices do come back. So you raise a really, really valid point.
Once again, it just opens up again, doesn't it, Wilson? All of the ramifications, once you start messing with a system that's been in for 100 years, there's all sorts of implications.
Wilson, can I ask you a question? Do you have a political background?
Yes, I do.
I thought I recognised that voice.
Good on you.
You would be the famous Wilson Tucky, wouldn't you?
I don't know about the famous.
Infamous? No. Yeah.
You have one of the most distinctive voices of all current and former politicians, Wilson. We'd never miss. Yeah. We'd never miss knowing who it was.
So you could have, even if you tried to use an alias, we would have picked you.
I never use an alias.
You don't need to.
He's been a straight shooter all his life.
You don't need to. No, but look, once again, it brings up the issue, and it's a very interesting debate, and this will be quite a big part of the federal election.
Well, the other point that the other day, the Western Australian carried a letter, and this bloke said, why give tax deductions to Tom, Dick and Harry? They should be building public housing. Now, that sounds all right until you ask yourself the question, who's going to pay for the public housing?
You need to pay for it, don't you?
Every one of these private investors is actually subsidising the person who rents their property, and they get a tax deduction for that.
Yes.
But it's one loss to the government or another.
Mm. Look, it's a little bit like public transport, isn't it? You know, we all say, all this money spent on public transport, but then twice as many cars on the freeway, it's money well spent.
Well, it's a funny thing about it. There is technical data history that the cheapest way to travel is in a motor car. And buses and all these things look cheap. And then, okay, use them myself. They're convenient. But the truth of it is, a bus that costs, $250,000, running around with three people in it, pretty hard to say that's a profitable exercise.
Particularly if it's a gas one, but let's not get onto that debate between gas and diesel buses.
Now, I've said a few things about that when Lana McKinnon started burning into gas, and they won't take my point, but they're probably the ones that are catching fire.
They really were cooking with gas, weren't they?
Wilson, I like your previous point also about the state government having to provide housing. Now the state government deficit looks like it's going to go up to $40 billion in the next few years. So the state government would actually have to pay for that housing. So that would increase the debt even more. Negative gearing only increases gets funded by federal. So sort of a much better situation for West Australia to have negative gearing remain, as opposed to the state government having to provide more public housing. So you raise a good point there again.
Yeah, remember that. The capital cost is just the first problem. You had a fella ring in a minute ago and say that, what about bonds and people doing damage to the property? Of course, when you move into a state house, if you wreck it, the state government has to pay for it. And there's all the ongoing costs. You're under pressure all the time as a state government to keep the rents down. But, of course, that's just transferring back to the genuine taxpayer. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Good on you, Wilson. You're sounding in fine fettle, mate, and I hope you're enjoying retirement.
Good. Thanks for listening to me.
Thanks, mate. Wilson Tuckey. Tell you what, you know where you stand and always have.
Yeah, exactly.
No problems
right.
there. Scott of Bunbury. G'day, Scott.
How you going?
Good.
Just wondering, for a first-time investor, where would be the best place to invest in a unit? I've been reading that Vic Park, being close to the cafes, Curtin University, would probably be a good start.
Yes, I'd agree with that. Yep. Look, there's a lot of spots through Perth. It's hard to sort of narrow down. Exactly. It is a good time in the sense that there is a bit of an oversupply of units. Often buyers say, oh, gosh, maybe we'll wait and see if prices come down further. Well, they've come down a fair bit and prices are now at a point where you're basically buying at replacement cost or sometimes less than replacement cost or a very skinny margin for the developers. So there's a lot of choice, which is great. And I would be targeting those areas. You're on the right track, those areas that are close to amenities because you're looking at rental. So people want to be close to, cafes, entertainment, work, education. And then, of course, the prices go up if you get close to water, the river or the ocean, and perhaps that's not within your budget. But there are a lot of good areas through Perth that are in the inner middle ring, which would be a good investment.
And what about like your northern suburbs like Wembley and that? They're not near the unis, but they seem to be popular.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right. They are. And there's quite a selection of units through older units through Wembley. My first advice would be the smaller the group, the better is the best way to go if you can.
And what about if being a first-time investor, you're buying like under your 1986-87 for your depreciation?
Yes. Yeah.
Offset trying to stretch your budget to the maximum of buying something that's new or that you get a bit more depreciation. What's your thoughts on that?
Okay, what we're probably referring to is the capital depreciation. So obviously the newer the property, the higher is that capital depreciation in dollar amount. It represents 2.5% of the building cost and you can write that off over 40 years. So the newer the property, the better it is from a capital depreciation point of view. But of course the more you're paying for the property, so you weigh that up. But anything built post 85, 87, does get the building capital depreciation, but of course that's a lot less when you go back because it was a lot less to build in those times, but it still is a good concession for investors. So, yeah, the newer the property, the better for depreciation and also for getting a good tenant.
Good on you, Scott. Sue of Warnborough will be getting to you next.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
Start your day the right way with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis.
Give us your three-word slogan for the election campaign so far.
G'day, Steve.
Full of it, mate.
Full of it. Tony, good morning.
Oh, this is the one I try around. Don't vote Labor.
Right. Okay, all right.
Play that one again.
G'day, Brad.
Heard it before.
Heard it before, that works. Mm-hmm. Craig, g'day.
Pile of tish.
Pile of tish.
Breakfast with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis. Weekdays from 5. On 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
If you have difficulty hearing in noisy places, if you like to have the radio or TV turned up loud, you may have a hearing problem. Right now, Audio Clinic is looking for people to trial the very latest hearing aid technology. This free trial is for a limited time only. If your current hearing aid is uncomfortable or outdated, or you'd like to try a hearing aid for the first time, call now to join this free trial. Terms and conditions apply. Phone Audio Clinic 1-800-489-819, 1-800-489-819.
For superb civil work solutions throughout WA, by a super experienced team with supercharged enthusiasm for any job, big or small. See Super Civil. They're experts on the ins and outs of new driveway or car park construction. Be it asphalt, bitumen, concrete curbing. In fact, all aspects of civil works. Super Civil do it super well. For all information on services, visit Super Civil online or call 9452 8040.
More good news from the Bill Busters at 50upclub.com. The club was recently able to secure discount offers for the over 50s on home and contents, car and travel insurance, and the campaign has been so successful that these three special offers have been extended. So you haven't missed out, but you will need to act now. If you're over 50, head to 50upclub.com to see all the details and if you are paying too much for your insurance. 50 Up Club was created to help consumers 50 and over get the discounts and special offers they deserve, so join today. There's no obligation, and almost 200,000 members cannot be wrong. Visit 50upclub.com today to see if you can save. Terms and conditions apply to these discount offers. See 50upclub.com for all the details.
Bye, enjoy your bike ride. Ciao, have fun at the park. See ya, I'll be here after your walk.
Stop missing out because of your osteoarthritis. Try Healthy Care Super Joint and Arthritis Relief. It may help reduce pain and symptoms while increasing mobility. Healthy Care Super Joint and Arthritis Relief 200 caps is just $37.99. Always read the label. Use only as directed. Product is derived from seafood. If symptoms persist, see a healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse. Lowest prices guaranteed.
When I grow up, I want to be a Parkland Mazda.
Calling all weekend drivers, Parkland Mazda wants you to swing by and lock down an outstanding end of financial year deal. We have huge offers on new Mazda 2, Mazda 3, Mazda 6, CX-5 and VT50. Get lower drive-away prices, free added extras as standard, and massive end of financial year bonuses across the range. Get in early to lock down your first choice of colour and model at Perth's favourite Mazda dealer, Parkland Mazda. Open till 1pm Saturdays. DL12942.
During the BMW End of Financial Year Sales Festival, the recommended drive-away price on your perfect BMW is reduced by an amount equal to the GST. Offer available for a limited time at your preferred Perth BMW dealer. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes BMW M models and X1.
Buying, selling or renting. Get Perth's best real estate advice now. Call 922-11882.
We have got just 10 minutes of the program to go, and then we shall be off and running to the news, and then Carl Langdon and the boys with Saturday Morning at the Footy. How you going, Borry?
Yeah, not bad, mate. Not bad. Yeah, okay.
I was going to fill in for you, mate. Maybe
you caught that quickly.
Yeah, maybe I can, yeah. Yeah. No, it's good stuff.
You going well?
Yeah, fine, thank you.
You're sounding fine. You're sounding really good, Huff.
Thank you very much.
This is like, you know, you're really sort of, up and bouncy self that I normally see bouncing around the studios of 882 6PR.
This may come back to bite you on the bum.
Yeah,
one day,
it probably
mate,
will, but that's all right. I'm going to kick you while you're down.
Hey? You haven't changed, have you?
No, I haven't.
looking forward to getting into Saturday morning at the footy. Belly and Haggers are going to join me. Adelaide Geelong, good game of footy last night. Quite enjoyed it. Geelong probably should have won by a lot more if they could have kicked straight.
So good, mate.
They are, yeah, playing well. Top four, I'm going to lose my money. I bet a couple of listeners who I didn't think the Cats could be this good, but I saw them firsthand down at Geelong last week, pulverise the Eagles for most of the match, and then last night for most of the match I felt that they were in control, but they just couldn't put them away on the scoreboard. Dockers and Eagles have both swung the axe this week, so we'll get into that about Barlow and Dawson and Jetta and where they're at those respective teams. Where do you see Gold Coast, Richmond and Collingwood's what I want to talk about. Who's on the trade table, just a bit of crystal balling, and we'll go through the games and any other issues that people have, they're more than welcome to call in.
Good on you, Barry. Coming up after 10 o'clock. Let's go to Warnbra now. G'day, Sue.
Yeah, hi, everybody. I purchased a investment property 5 years ago, first-time investor, and just listening to what's happening at the moment, just finding it a little bit concerning. Down the track, you know, my concern is, you know, with an ageing property, if I choose to come out of the market and say, okay, well, I want to sell this property now, who's going to be left to buy my property? You know, it's going to be an ageing property. The government are steering everyone with a first homeowner's grant to new houses. Now with the changing to the gearing, they're going to be steering investors to new houses as well. You're going to have a mass market of these ageing properties, and no one's going to want to buy them.
Oh, that sounds terrible. Look, I'll give you some positive notes on that. we don't want to go down that path. Look, the fact is, and we brought this up throughout the show, that a change to the negative gearing that had been proposed would have an impact upon the market. And there's various opinions about how that's going to have an impact on the market. The overall premise is that the market at the moment in Perth is in a downturn. There's no point in trying to, you know, make that sound better than what it is. It is. That actually provides opportunity for buyers in the market. It's not so good for sellers at the moment, but it'll turn around as it always does. The market ebbs and flows. And we haven't seen a lot of growth when you take it into account. Since the big boom of 2007, there's been modest growth since then, and that, you know, we're coming up to almost 10 years. But sometimes these cycles can be 10 or 15 years. We were spoilt a lot in sort of the 2000s through the first 7 years of the 2000s with real turbo growth, and obviously we're going to see less of that now. Doesn't mean that everybody's going to be switching to brand new properties. There is a differential in values, obviously, because it's still building costs are still relatively high. So, you know, your new properties can't get down in price to the levels of established properties, and everyone's always working on a budget. So there will always be demand for established properties, but we are in a lower capital growth environment. We're not going to see as much growth as we have, you know, say 10 years ago or before that. So, but it doesn't mean the market's going to completely, you know, be in a situation where there isn't any demand. We're still seeing population growth through Western Australia. It's just not as much as it was. The outlook is for modest growth. It's not for a cataclysmic disaster in the property market by any means. Modest growth in the short to medium term. But I guarantee it'll turn around and we'll see another boom, but it'll just be down the track a bit.
But they're still taking away a part of, you know, our buyers, though, aren't they?
Correct.
And essentially, you know, they're robbing us of other people who will see our house and think, oh, well, I can actually rent that out.
Gravitate more to the newer properties. Exactly.
Gravitate more to newer properties. And then what will happen is people are going to look at these 20, 30-year-old houses and think, well, that's going to cost me, you know, $20,000 to renovate that house to get it to a standard where I want to live in it. And then, well, if I look at that and I put an extra little bit more to it, I can go and get a new one.
Yeah, and that's the whole issue, is that the government starts messing with the system. It starts to artificially change the market, and you get people that will see newer properties as better investments.
And there's
a lot of implications of that right through the market. You know, I don't think it's going to be catastrophic, but there certainly are implications. Wouldn't you agree, Michael?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think there's 2 points there. So first one is that there actually has to be a change of government for negative gearing to change, because certainly the Liberals have committed to it. It'll only be if it becomes a Labor government that negative gearing does change. Secondly, if you look at the market at the moment, it's actually cheaper to buy an existing property than it is to buy a block of land and build. So you already have a competitive advantage with an existing property. So you need to take that into account as well.
Good point.
All right, you'll love this one. Thanks very much, Sue, by the way. You'll love this one. Which I've immediately managed to lose. No, here it is. From Cozzo of Stirling.
Cozzo!
Rob, What are the advantages of utilising the services of an agent when the internet is full of do-it-yourself options?
Oh, righty-o. We've only got 5 minutes left in the show. I could talk for an hour on this.
No, you couldn't. I won't let you.
You won't let me, really. I'll be cut off. There's lots of advantages at the moment, particularly even more so in a tough market that you want to be using a good Reway agent. Now, was that for sale or rental?
Didn't really say.
Well, it doesn't really matter. I mean, obviously, this is the time when we earn our fee more than ever in a tough market. There is rationalisation within the industry as well, obviously, because the pie is a bit smaller now. Of course, we're seeing that the more experienced agents with a better track record and better systems are certainly getting the business out there at the moment. So, yeah, there's always opportunities, and I can talk. Go on and on, but I think I'm getting the wrap-up there, aren't I?
You are definitely getting the wrap-up. Michael, tell us very quickly how we get in touch with you at All About You Finance.
Thanks, Harvey. Yeah, look, you can get us at our website, www.allaboutyoufinance.com.au, or the phone number is 9381 8311. And good Gemma has our details here on the switchboard.
Excellent. Thanks, mate. And you're sort of semi-dressed up today. What's happening?
No auctions today, but I've got a few new listings. It's the new listings that are selling in the market at the moment, particularly, you know, where the sellers are right. Okay, that's where the market is. Bring it on at the right price and it'll sell.
Good on. See you next week.
Look forward to it.
Fantastic. Thanks, mate. Congratulations to Sue of Warnborough. She was our last caller, who has won the $100 thanks to summitprojects.com.au. Thank you again, Michael. Thanks to Gemma for producing the program. Stand by now for the news and Saturday morning at the football.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. 6PR at Channel 9 give you the chance to be in Sydney in gold seats when State of Origin 35 kicks off. We'll tell you more soon on 882 6PR.